It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll meet a Wisconsin woman who competes at the international level in arm wrestling. We'll find out what she loves about that sport. First, Xcel Energy is proposing a new transmission line on the tip of northern Wisconsin. According to the company, the project is needed to strengthen power in the area. However, affected landowners want more information before it goes forward. And in Superior, protests continue against Enbridge Energy's Line 3 replacement project. Five people were arrested during protests yesterday after blocking entrances at a pipeline contractor in Superior. Danielle Kading is a reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio Superior Bureau. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica.
So where is this proposed transmission line set to go?
It's supposed to go on the tip of northern Wisconsin, basically in the Bayfield Peninsula. It'll run around 22 miles around the peninsula, about 3 or 4 miles west of Ashland, and it'll wrap around and go across the peninsula, past Bayfield, up into the Cornucopia and Herbster area.
Now, are there other existing lines in the area right now?
Yes, there is an existing transmission line in the area, and what Xcel is proposing is to build another line in a different route. Basically, it would be the same power transmission line. It would be a 34 kilovolt line, but they want to put it in a different place because of issues with maintaining the current line. It's hard to get to, it's not easy to access, and there are safety concerns for the workers when they go in there and do maintenance on the line.
So aside from the safety concerns and the access issues, what is the need, according to Xcel, for the new line?
Well, they say that, you know, this line is vintage, that it's circa the 1950s. And so whenever there's an outage, because of the difficulty in getting to the line, it could be anywhere from 4 to 8 hours before they get power restored for people. And it seems to be more of an issue in the Bayfield area and the Cornucopia and Herbster region, where they just have low voltage, and Xcel says they need a secondary source of power.
Now, Xcel has said they considered alternate routes. Why did they pick this one?
They picked this one because it just seemed to be the best option for the same amount of cost. Again, the access issue and reliability of power were some of the major considerations, as well as the safety of workers when they go out and maintain the line. The new route that they proposed would be easier to access, kind of run along existing roadways in the area. So it would be much easier to get in there and restore power if there were an outage.
So if the line goes through on the route as planned, who would this affect?
This would affect around 130 landowners as proposed. It would also affect 7.5 miles of county forest land. And so basically what Xcel is talking about is they would follow these existing roadways, but landowners would see poles sited within the first 5 feet of their property line.
And you talked to a homeowner during your reporting. This is new, but you got some initial reactions. What are people saying about how they might feel about this?
Well, people just have a lot of questions. They feel like they weren't adequately notified. Some of them are Bayfield Electric customers, or they just got mail from Xcel when they put out a mailing to notify people this is a project we're considering. They saw that it was from Xcel, and they just ended up throwing it in the trash because they didn't understand why it would impact them. And then when they had the open house, they felt like that was really their first introduction to the proposed route that Xcel is considering. And so they want to take more time to ask more questions about what it is that Xcel is proposing, what they have considered, and whether there are any other options that they may not have looked into yet.
And so does it look like so far residents might get that opportunity to weigh in on the process and maybe slow it down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Xcel has said that they are delaying their time frame for when they had planned to begin the permitting process. They were planning to start that with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission next month. They said that they're backing off from that because they want to take time to talk with more people about the project and why they feel it's needed.
And moving forward, what happens next? What are we looking for?
So kind of what's happening right now is there's a lot of talk within these communities about this proposed route, and a couple of towns have passed a resolution asking for more time for consideration of this project with the county, because Bayfield County had tabled issuing an easement or permit for the project on the 7.5 miles that would be affected on county forest land. They may take that up again on their next meeting, which would be on September 19th. So basically, the towns and surrounding communities are saying, please, Bayfield County, hold off on any decision as far as what you would do to offer a permit or easements to XL. We want to work with you before any decisions are made, because they're concerned that if the county green lights that, then basically the towns and the residents will be in a tough spot and things will start to move more quickly than they're comfortable with right now.
We're talking to Danielle Kading right now. She's a reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio Superior Bureau, talking to us about a new proposed transmission line by the company XL that would be slated to go through the area in northern Wisconsin. And Danny, you mentioned that the line would go through some county forest land. Is that of particular concern to anyone so far?
It doesn't seem to be right now. A lot of the concern is coming from private landowners. It doesn't seem to be as big of an issue as far as forestry concerns for the county. So I think most of the resistance is coming from residents who just want to know more about the project.
Now, looking at another hot spot in northern Wisconsin, you covered recent rallies against the Enbridge 3 replacement line. What are the protesters? They also call themselves water protectors. What are they concerned about there?
Well, they're concerned about how replacing this line would send more oil from Canada to Enbridge's Superior Terminal. Right now, Enbridge Energy has proposed replacing this line, which a lot of the protesters take issue with that language because they're abandoning the old line, the 1960s era pipeline in place, and building a new line in this corridor that they've proposed. And so right now, the existing aging pipeline carries about 390,000 barrels of oil per day from Canada to the Superior Terminal. Once finished, if this project moves ahead, they could see up to 760,000 barrels of oil per day being moved through this new replacement line.
So have the protesters in northern Wisconsin still been active, or have things gone quiet? What's the state of it?
You know, I mean, since the middle of August, it seems like there were a handful of incidents. There were a couple incidents that ended in arrests. The first one, I think, there were 5 people arrested. And the second incident, there were 6 people arrested. And that was just last week. So I guess it remains to be seen whether or not we'll see more incidents. I mean, I definitely think that the protesters feel that they're going to keep pressure on this project, especially on the Wisconsin side, since Enbridge is already constructing a 12.5-mile segment of that Line 3 replacement project because they've received all the necessary permits from Wisconsin. In Minnesota, that's not the case. They're still going through the permitting project for that route. So I think there's a lot of concern from people who are opposed to this project. They don't want to see any construction happening right now, and they're going out there and making themselves heard.
And what about Enbridge itself? Has it had any public statements in Wisconsin lately responding to protesters?
Yeah, I mean, they've said all along, basically, since the first kind of incident started, that they are open to dialogue, respectful dialogue with people who have differences about this project. But they've said that they're just not going to tolerate people who are trespassing on the construction site, because they say that puts the protesters at risk, it puts their workers at risk, and it puts the environment at risk. One of the things that they're concerned about is that having people who aren't familiar with this area, that they may somehow disturb pipelines that are already running underneath this construction site. And so they definitely don't want to see any type of issue, like, God forbid, a spill result from any incident.
So, Danny, what happens next?
Well, I guess right now they're still working through the permitting process in Minnesota. They're continuing construction in Wisconsin. On the Minnesota side, regulators there aren't going to make a decision until it's expected to come sometime next April. So right now they're taking a lot of testimony from different groups. People who are in support of the pipeline and against the pipeline are filing testimony with the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission. And on the Wisconsin side, if construction continues to move forward as Enbridge plans, then they plan to finish that 12.5-mile segment of the pipeline by mid-November.
Danny, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Veronica.
Danielle Kading is a reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio's Superior Bureau. She joined us there to explain the latest details on a proposed transmission line in northern Wisconsin.